Sustainability reporting is made possible in part with support from Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Water leaders from seven western states met at Hoover Dam yesterday to sign a plan in response to ongoing drought and less water from the Colorado River, a deal 6 years in the making. Now the commissioner of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says the agreement goes into effect immediately, this despite a lawsuit from the largest user of the river water. Luke Runyon, reporter with KUNC, joins us now for more. Luke, good morning.
Good morning.
So how big a deal was, in fact, yesterday? There's been the buildup. You've been doing reporting. Our own Brett Jaspers has done it. Was yesterday more symbolic, or is this an actual sign that these states are going to team up and make this work?
Yesterday was kind of a formality. What took place at the Hoover Dam just outside Las Vegas was really a ceremony to put the final signatures on the drought contingency plan and put it into action. And like you said, this deal has been in the works in some way since 2013. It's been really worked on heavily the past 3 years. And so what you saw yesterday was the culmination of all of that work coming together, and all the water managers from the seven states and Mexico that rely on the Colorado River coming together and put the final signatures on it.
But of course, there is this lawsuit hanging over the head of this whole thing. This is from the Imperial Irrigation District in California. Fill us in on where that stands right now.
So the Imperial Irrigation District is the single largest user of the Colorado River. And so the fact that they were not willing to come to the table and sign on to the drought contingency plan was a really big deal, as the plan was coming into its final stages in the last few months. And the Imperial Irrigation District felt like the plan wasn't adequately taking into consideration the needs that Imperial has, largely the Salton Sea, which is this large saline lake that's causing lots of problems as it dries up and gets a lot smaller in the Imperial Valley of California. And so the Imperial Irrigation District decided to sue on the basis of an environmental law in California. And right now it's working its way through, and it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty about whether or not that lawsuit can actually derail the entire drought contingency plan.
Luke, how long is the agreement that was signed yesterday really going to have an impact, because there is also major concern that this is just a one, sort of almost a baby step as far as dealing with the drought conditions and what has happened. So how much optimism and how much reality came out of yesterday's agreement?
Yeah, I think that's important to note about this whole plan, is that it is a short-term temporary fix. And even the people who were negotiating it will tell you that. So it's in effect until 2026. And that's when a new set of guidelines for Colorado River water management have to go into effect. And there's an decent chance that if we have a few wet years like the one that we're experiencing right now, there's a good chance that this drought contingency plan won't actually ever be used, because it requires reservoirs to drop before states start taking cutbacks of what they take from the river. And if it's wet, then simply those reservoirs just won't drop and the plan won't ever get used. But it's important to bring up this tension between optimism and pessimism over water in the West. And I think if you look at the whole process of the drought contingency plan, if you're looking at it as an optimist, you can say, yeah, water managers were able to work together, learn how to share pain, learn how to cooperate. They actually agreed to take less water from the river, which is a pretty historic first. But if you're a pessimist, then you can definitely say that the plan didn't go far enough to solve a lot of the big water scarcity problems that are facing the Southwest, didn't really fully recognize climate change as this larger existential threat to the Southwest. And even I think there's a lingering feeling that this plan attempted to circumvent some federal environmental laws. Again, that was taken out in a final version. But I think that depending on how you're viewing this whole process, whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, you can find reasons to celebrate or reasons to kind of nitpick.
All right. Well, let's hope there are some optimists out there still. That's Luke Runyon with KUNC in Colorado. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.